I totes love going to the mall.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump's civil fraud judgment. I'm Michelle Franzen. Former President Trump and associates of the Trump Organization ordered to pay nearly $355 million for fraudulent business practices. The judge also banning Trump from the real estate business for 3 years. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the judge in the filing also admonished Trump,
saying that the way Trump portrayed himself during trial when he testified and at times out in the hallway amounted to the pathological. He dismantled Trump's character in a way, but he also acknowledged that Trump is not a murderer. He didn't commit arson. He's no Bernie Madoff, the infamous Ponzi schemer. But instead, he said that unless the penalty that he imposed was so severe, he believed, the judge did, that Trump would keep on committing the kind of fraud that he had previously held him liable for.
The Trump family says they will appeal. This is ABC News. One insurance provider is back in California, but rates will be higher.
Allstate pulled out of offering new auto insurance policies here in California after the state prevented rate hikes and ordered refunds during the pandemic when people weren't driving as much. Now Allstate is returning to California, but with a big jump in premiums after regulators allowed it. On average, a 30% price hike on business Allstate does in California. Longstanding and new customers will feel the impacts, and some could see their rates go up by as much as 55% for auto coverage. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Mixed numbers on the economy today. Wholesale prices of inch tire, thanks to inflation, by 0.3 percentage point from December to January. Year over year, though, the producer price index rose by nearly 1 percentage point in January, but consumer sentiment is also higher, according to the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index. That survey showing it inched upwards from 79 to 79.6. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. Mostly sunny and a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 12 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, with some blowing snow, especially out in the rural areas. 31 tomorrow, Sunday, sunny, high of 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Hague. Charges have now been filed in a high-profile double homicide. 57-year-old Thomas Rout of Elkhorn faces two counts of first-degree intentional homicide in the deaths of Gina and Emerson Weingart at an Elkhorn sports bar on February 1st. A request for red light cameras in the Milwaukee area. This is County Executive David Crowley.
One area that we can work together is allowing the city of Milwaukee to use automated traffic enforcement cameras to catch speeders and drivers who blow through red lights.
Crowley and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson asking the state legislature to allow that. Discouraging youth vaping in Wisconsin, the State Department of Health Services will be awarding 13 grants of over $800,000 to community organizations statewide for anti-vaping initiatives. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West at Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, and Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. One person was injured in a single-vehicle accident in River Falls Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 32-year-old Nicholas Olson of Ellsworth was traveling southbound on Highway O, lost control, and entered the ditch. Olson was transported to River Falls Area Hospital. Representative Clint Moses of Menominee is reacting to the Crisis Urgent Care and Observation Centers Bill, unanimously passing the Assembly. The bill establishes five regional facilities across Wisconsin to ensure individuals have nearby resources. The facilities would be designed to be a one-stop shop for individuals experiencing a mental health crisis and will accept both voluntary and involuntary individuals for short-term stays. Individuals can be dropped off by friend, family member, EMS, or law enforcement. There will not be a medical clearance requirement prior to admission, which will allow law enforcement to leave the facility upon drop-off. This is a step in the right direction to help people in a crisis. These centers will be located closer to home, especially for residents in western Wisconsin who need support and services during a mental health crisis, Moses said. Feed My People Food Bank in Eau Claire is warning residents of a scam email being circulated that's pretending to be them. The claim to be from the organization says they're looking for food trucks for the upcoming Empty Bowls event and then requesting advanced payment to reserve a spot. While Feed My People is looking for food trucks for that event, they are not requiring payment in advance. It suggested to just delete the email call Feed My People Food Bank directly if you have any questions. The Salvation Army didn't hit the mark with its Red Kettle campaign in the Chippewa Valley last year. The Salvation Army yesterday said it fell $15,000 short of the $90,000 goal. The Salvation Army's Karen Friedrich says this is the sixth year that they've fallen short. She says it means less help for the 400 families that rely on the Salvation Army each month. Wisconsin's race for the U.S. Senate's about to get more crowded and competitive. Republican Eric Hovde is reportedly going to announce his campaign next week. Hovde's been on the short list of possible candidates and has been rumored for months to be getting in. Baldwin is looking for a third term in office. Hovde ran for U.S. Senate back in 2012 and finished second in the Republican primary. Democrats in the state are already jumping on him as an out-of-state millionaire looking to grab an office in Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
With the Madison Street reconstruction project on hold, the city of Durand will now look at the 6th Avenue East project. The council did approve advertising for bids for the project this summer, and Durand Mayor Patrick Millard says if the bids come in over budget, the council is going to have a discussion on how these future projects will move forward.
All of these plans have basically been put together the last couple of months. It's a smaller project and so on and so forth. We had an idea of what we wanted to do. If this does come in at a higher, then we're going to have a discussion. We're going to have to see where we go with this. Because obviously this is going to be an ongoing concern because you can't keep on pushing back projects.
The mayor is hopeful that the bids will come in at or under budget because it's a smaller project and doesn't include replacement of underground utilities. A shoe seller based in Wisconsin has been sold to a national chain of shoe stores. Rogan's Shoes has been purchased by Shoe Carnival for $45 million. Rogan's, which started as a family shoe store in Racine in 1971, grew to 28 locations across Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. There is a location here in western Wisconsin. A Tuesday news release from Shoe Carnival says the acquisition of Rogan's positions them as the market leader in Wisconsin, and it establishes a shoe base in Minnesota, creating additional expansion opportunities. Shoe Carnival's website says the company operates 429 stores in 36 states and Puerto Rico. Three more healthcare providers in western Wisconsin will expand their operations. Pivotal Health, the North Lakes Community Clinic, and Remedy Mental Health yesterday all announced that they will expand their services once HSHS and Prevea close their doors later this spring. All three had been planning to move into the Chippewa Valley for a while, and they say they sped up the expansion plans once the two hospitals announced the closing. Remedy says it's already hired 95% of the people who work at Prevea's mental health clinics. Country singer Lee Bryce will be performing at this year's Northern Wisconsin State Fair. The fair announced that Bryce will be performing on Thursday, July 11th. Tickets are going on sale today. Bryce is one of four acts for this year's Northern Wisconsin State Fair, which will be July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. A Minnesota man is out on bond for allegedly threatening to shoot up the Chippewa County Courthouse, is now accused of making more threats. Prosecutors this week filed new charges against Harley Akala, saying he threatened to kill the lawyer working on his case. He was arrested last year after police say he made threats on social media the night before a hearing. He was released on a $20,000 bond and now lives in Texas. It's unclear when he will be brought back to Wisconsin to face the new charges. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The mild winter has forced a change for thousands of maple syrup makers in Wisconsin. Teresa Barone, Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association, explains.
So many producers are tapping anywhere from a month to 2 months earlier than they have in years past.
She says the earlier time frame will not hurt the flavor. Wisconsin produces about 400,000 gallons of maple syrup each year. It has a big economic impact. Wisconsin ranks fourth in the nation in maple syrup production. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Just go to NewNordicUSA.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at NewNordicUSA.com.
Johnson survives to start Daytona 500. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Are you ready to go back to the summer of 99? Creed is back. Summer of 99 tour. For the first time in more than a decade, with very special guests on select dates, Three Doors Down, Daughtry, Switchfoot, Tonic, Big Wreck, and Finger 11. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Creed, Summer of 99 Tour.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson survived last night's Blue-Green Vacations duel to qualify for Sunday's Daytona 500. The Legacy Motor Club pilot battled against J.J. Yaley for the non-chartered slot and seemed to be on the cusp of missing the Great American Race until fate stepped in.
I mean, I'm literally going down the back straightaway. No one's the white flag. I can see the 44 car in front of me. He's like four or five ahead. And I'm like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make the Daytona 500. I'm going to have to stand in the suite and shake hands during the 500 and not drive a car. Like, this is running through my mind as I'm catching him. I'm like, I've got to figure out a way. And then an almost wreck happens, and I leave it on the floor and hope for the best and just went the other direction than JJ's car, and it worked out.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Second-ranked Wisconsin and Minnesota are both riding winning streaks entering their two-game border battle women's hockey series at LeBron Arena tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Mark Johnson's Badgers have reeled off 13 straight, while the Gophers have won 8 in a row, but they're the last team to beat the Badgers. Fourth-ranked Badger men are in Columbus, Ohio to take on the Big Ten's last-place team, the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers have already beaten Ohio State twice this season. A sweep this weekend would put the Badgers into first place in the Big Ten with 4 games left to play. NBA's All-Star Weekend getting underway in Indianapolis tonight with the Rising Stars Challenge and the Celebrity Game. The All-Star Contest is set for Sunday night. Both Wisconsin and Marquette resume their schedules tomorrow. Number 21 Badgers at Iowa, while the fourth-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles will square off against number 1 UConn in Big East action in Hartford. Round 2 of the Genesis Invitational on the PGA Tour underway today in California. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Boys Hoops brackets will be released on Sunday, while Winter Sports Championships get underway this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The first Winter Sports State Tournament gets underway this weekend, as Waukesha South High School will be the site of the 100th annual WIAA Boys Swimming and Diving Championships Friday and Saturday. Of note, Nicolay senior Jack Sullivan is trying to become just the 8th swimmer in state history to win the same event 4 times, as he's a 3-time defending champion in the 200-yard freestyle. Sullivan is also looking to repeat in the 100-yard freestyle. This weekend will also be the individual wrestling sectional meets around the state, though the qualifying teams for the team wrestling state meet have already been determined from regional competitions. Girls basketball playoffs get underway next week, with a few key games remaining on the schedule this weekend. We're proud to have our Hall of Famer, WSN boys basketball writer Mark Miller, as a part of the boys basketball playoff reveal show on Sunday, airing at 11 a.m. on the statewide network. Mark will be in studio to provide analysis on the bracket, seeds, and pairings. Check your local listings for the station that will carry the show in your area, or watch online at WKOW.com. Once the show is complete, the full brackets will be posted on WISSports.net, and Mark will have in-depth previews online next week as well. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. According to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach, it pays to use a lively bait and fresh bait. When you're fishing, the fish seem to like it better. But how does that play out when you're fishing under the ice in cold water? I'll tell you, but first...
Like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says you want to use lively live bait and fresh bait even when you're ice fishing. He says cameras have shown that on tip-ups when the bait is swimming, when it's moving, you're more likely to have a northern pike or a walleye hit that bait than if it's just sitting there. And if you send a sucker or a shiner down on a hook, it's going to swim for a while and then it's not because it gets tired out. So you should change that bait often to make sure that it is moving, that it's swimming, that it's enticing. And the same goes for wax worms and maggots. After you've been bouncing them on a jig for a while, they lose their juice. Replace them with fresh bait, and you will find that the fish will react more positively because that bait is fresh, it is active, and it creates a positive attraction that a fish just cannot resist. So, fresh bait includes maggots, wax worms, minnows, and anything that you put on a hook. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through March 4th, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $36.99, only at AutoZone.
Claim based on Sequence 3 H-Test versus API SP test limits.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 12 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy with some blowing snow, especially out in the rural areas. 31 tomorrow, Sunday, sunny, high of 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. You know the old sage, what goes up must come down, but then it might pop back up again. And I think that is how this market could be described today. Not a lot of out there to inspire this market trade, except for a few background things, including the Ag Outlook Forum that is wrapping up in Washington, D.C. today. Add to it, this wheat complex has had just a low trade, and they can't seem to get out of that. Is weather part of it as they talk some warm-ups coming over the next week? We got some things that we're going to look at today as Darren Fessler joins us. He is with Lakefront Futures. First of all, let's talk about this. I mean, we talked about it in depth yesterday with this Ag Outlook Forum, but it still just kind of was hanging out in the background in some of the commodity discussions I saw today.
Yeah, and I think it's probably going to be discussed or at least thought about a lot. Probably, you know, over the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks leading up to planting intentions. Now, whether, you know, some of these numbers that they had come out with yesterday, whether they get materialized or not or realized, I mean, I don't think it really matters at the end of the day if we don't have a stronger China. I think that's a huge, huge factor here. And then we look at, you know, where, you know, the Brazilian rains, Argentina rains have started to come back, even though they may not have the crop as we originally had thought. It just, you know, if the what ifs, right? And, you know, if we didn't have the acres here on the corn, you know, does it matter at the end of the day? Because what I think when I looked at yesterday's numbers, it was, okay, you came in here at 87.5 million on this bean number. To me, it felt like it was really high, at least from the, you know, every nook and cranny that I work with around the country. It seems like, you know, beans are definitely in the red. You know, so that question I propose is, you know, does planting beans being in the red, does it outweigh the rotation factor of just planting corn? So again, I think these corn numbers are maybe a little light. You know, people will argue and disagree with the yield number at 181, but you know, so be it. I mean, no one thought we could get to these yield numbers last year, and it is what it is, right? It's the market believes what is printed.
Yeah, and unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, we can see these numbers change numerous times before next January.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these things will get massaged throughout the whole year. And the way I'm presenting it to guys here is, you know, whether corn goes back to $5 or $5.50 or $6, is that the problem here? Or is the problem being that when we look at the average break evens right now, we're not even there on the board from a cash standpoint? So we're below that. So is it a problem that we go to $4.50 or $4 is a much larger issue in Maya, or below $4 is a much larger issue than if we go to $5.50 or $6? So the really, what is the catalyst for corn here outside of demand, weather, a black swan, international tensions? I mean, there's a lot of things that will shake themselves loose. I mean, we're talking February 16th. Everything is in the bag, unless you're in South Texas. Nothing's planted, right? So there will be some opportunities. But like I said last year, I think it's the same thing for this year in 24, is I think you got one shot. If you've missed it already, you got one shot left. Maybe two if we're lucky, just like we did last year. But then we got to mentally prepare to get really aggressive here, especially if we get a move towards 5 or 520, if that does happen. So, again, I think it's just kind of where these acres come in the March picture here. Now, again, if we have this 87 million acres in beans, maybe it's not all that friendly. I mean, it's not friendly at 91 on corn. But again, I'm not in this 87 million acre camp on these beans, just simply because where new crop beans are. I think that could be the catalyst to get beans maybe off the floor and rally hard. Now, keep in mind, last summer, beans got down to 1140 and rallied above 14. So when beans, even though their backs against the wall right now, I think it's way too early to write the story on beans right now. And I could probably say that for the corn, but just given the commercial length, given the funds, how short they are, yes, they could cover. Do they have to cover? No, but they know the producer's position. It is very undersold, and they're using that to their advantage.
Okay, well, what's going on in this wheat complex? Is part of it this warm-up in weather, or is that just a small page in this continued negative trade?
And, you know, I think if you look at the U.S. markets as a whole, I mean, yes, the SRW is still one of our more competitive markets, but you look at the good to excellent ratings and maybe how this thing could progress here in the HRW market. You know, I think you got to look at wheat as a global picture here. Russia is still pumping out really cheap wheat. Now, there is, you know, if you look at the Paris wheat market relative to the U.S., that market is very competitive right now at the U.S. And so I think it's simply a demand problem for a lot of these grains. And not just demand. We don't want to pit everything. Demand's poor across the board. But a lot of it, I think, comes down to the money flow aspect of too. I mean, if you look at how much the stock market, it seems like every day you turn on the news, it's another new high. I mean, you're giving the money flow side of things no reason to come back to this space right now. And so I think we're just going through that, you know, that cycle of commodities right now where it's just a little bit, you know, tough. But again, that's where we just need to have these plans in place. And if we do get these rallies, to be more aggressive.
You just nailed it there, having a plan in place. And I think sometimes it's easy to forget that portion of it.
It is. And it's, I think the producer gets emotionally attached to it. They put their blood, sweat, and tears into it. And sometimes when I look at this from a psychological, emotional standpoint, is, you know, we had coming off these really good last couple of years, and now we've just more like a deer in the headlight scenario, and it's shocked a lot of people from where we've come from to where we are now.
All right, well, folks, we've got a lot more coming up as we continue to take a look at the movement of this market as we head into a 3-day holiday weekend. Again, we've been reminding you all day that markets are closed on Monday for the President's Day holiday. Stick around, more is coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues this afternoon, coming from Darren Fessler. Darren is with Lakefront Futures, and so many factors, as we talked about all the different layers, it's almost like peeling back an onion in some senses as we look at what is affecting the trade. And I wanted to ask you, kind of get your spin on what's been happening with the dollar. I know the index earlier in the week kind of set the tone, but as we went through the week, it just seems like we're facing some challenges that we're still too pricey here in the United States when we compare to folks like Ukraine and South America.
That's some of our problem here. You know, and I think, you know, you look at from the start of the year, the U.S. dollar basically went from 100 and it's over 104 right now. So, I mean, we've been up this really strong year-to-date performance in the U.S. dollar, and there's multiple reasons for that. I mean, if we listen to the Fed speak, I mean, it's, you know, they're very much in the camp now. It's higher for longer. It's the same camp I've been, higher interest rates for longer. The stock market has really wanted them to cut rates sooner rather than later. That's not going to be the case. They continue to mention this. That has continued to put this underlying bid in the U.S. dollar. Now, keep in mind here, in the next 12 months here, we're going to have to raise about $8 to $9 trillion in additional bonds. We're already running a trade deficit about $1.5 trillion, so that's about $10.5 trillion we're going to have to raise in the next year here. So we're going to have to keep rates somewhat attractive for international buyers of our debt, or we run the risk of lowering rates and inflation coming back. There was inflation data out this week that really kept that dollar bid underneath of it, where inflation is a very, very sticky thing. You go back to history and learn about the 80s and the 70s, and inflation was very sticky. It went through three major up and down waves. And farmers, the guys who would produce during that period of time, they see it. They lived it and they breathed it. And so I think that's kind of what we're going to go through here. We all know that inflation is at the grocery store, at the pump, and housing. You know, auto insurance is up drastically year over year. Inflation is very sticky. So the Fed is a balancing act here. I think the inflationary story is positive for commodities. I think the lower the dollar does come in time because of this debt and the deficits we continue to run, you have to wonder, are international creditors, say Japan, say China, how willing are they to step in here, continue to finance the U.S. spending, and when does that come back to haunt us? In the form of, hey, I need some hard assets like commodities, like real estate. I think all of that is a barometer. If, yes, these things are really beat up, but when the money starts shifting from equities into commodities, I think that's that another that commodity cycle that could bloom. The question is when.
Good question. What about, I'm just sitting here, I was just absolutely, you're listening, and my mind is just thinking, and it's like, yeah, you've got brought up some really good points. Now, this managed money funds that you talked about, are we going to see, I had read something, and I might get the year wrong, 2019 maybe, that they said that was within striking distance of that record short. What are you seeing? Yeah. Kind of talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's very little doubt in my mind. You know, when we see the numbers here this afternoon, the from the CFTC, that the funds are probably going to be record short, net short on corn, record levels, or very, very close to it. When we look at their net short position, just on the short side of things, not including their longs, but just the short, they're probably pushing 500,000 short. So when we look at record short length in the fund position, and when we look at record length in the commercial side of things, what that's telling me here is usually when the commercials are this long, we've seen inverted type markets. Well, now we have carry markets. The funds know the producer's hands. Just the same type of thing that had happened in Brazil, where the farmer was caught a little bit too long and funds kept piling on here. Even though that Brazil had all these issues and Argentina is having some issues, the funds have not cared here because they've had the luxury of being short because there's no Chinese demand or lack thereof for the U.S. origin. Is the Chinese still buying? Yes, but they're not buying as much from the U.S. So they've kept piling on here, and I've equated it to the simple fact is it's, you know, show me or prove to me that you want to get back above some of these moving averages. We've seen over the last 2 weeks where open interest has started to increase while the prices continue to go down. That's new funds adding further shorts. Every time we've got back to the 9-day EMA or the 5-day EMA, and I use exponential moving average as far as the EMA, what that means, we've seen continued selling. Earlier this morning, when the market was popping, you know, 3-4 cents, you kept feeling good. Boy, is this the bottom? And then as we went out through the session, the closer it got to the 5-day, we just continued to sell off again in both of these markets, corn finishing lower on that front month contract.
All right. Great stuff today, Darren. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
312-858-366, or they can always find me on Twitter at DDFAlpha.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by the folks at Channel Seed and the Channel Seed Professional. Just a reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Propane, energy for everyone. The National Dairy Council has announced a new pilot program that's sure to brighten the day of school students across the country. Hot chocolate milk served at breakfast and lunch. 58 schools are participating in this pilot program through the end of the school year, and I'll have more details when we come back.
More than 800,000 American farms choose propane every day for nearly every job on the farm. From propane-powered flame weed control as an alternative to herbicides to propane-powered irrigation engines that reduce greenhouse gas emissions by nearly 20%, propane is a reliable, environmentally friendly energy source. Plus, propane delivers significant savings over other fuels, boosting both profits and efficiency, all while lowering emissions. And with the Propane Farm Incentive Program, farms are growing more benefits to their bottom line with direct payments of up to $5,000 to participating ag producers, just for documenting propane's performance on the farm. Learn more about how propane is helping farms reduce emissions and grow their savings. Visit booth WS20 and WS22 at the World Ag Expo, February 13th through the 15th in Tulare, California, or go to propane.com today.
The National Dairy Council, a nonprofit dairy nutrition research and education organization funded through the National Dairy Checkoff, is always working to improve the public's access to the nutritional benefits of dairy products. And they've partnered with a leading school lunch provider to offer hot chocolate milk in 58 school districts through the end of the year. Chartwell's K-12 serves more than 2 million meals per day across nearly 700 school districts, and they've been working with the National Dairy Council on a few projects, including a dairy-based smoothie, which is now available at all of Chartwell schools. Lisa Hatch, Vice President of Business Development for the NDC, said some state and regional checkoff teams have already implemented hot chocolate strategies, and places with those programs have seen milk sales jump 14% and an 11% increase in school breakfast participation. Lindsay Palmer, a registered dietitian and vice president of nutrition at Chartwell, says the popularity of specialized beverages is on the rise, and they want to bring healthy options to students. Hot chocolate milk, she says, gets students to enjoy a fun, warm beverage that's packed with essential nutrients, making it a healthy treat to power kids through their day. Katie Bambacht, Vice President of Nutrition Affairs at the National Dairy Council, says chocolate milk is the most popular milk choice in schools, and it leads to higher total milk consumption and better diet quality. Flavored milk, she says, offers the same 13 essential nutrients as white milk, and she believes the partnership will provide a boost to schools, which often struggle to get students to eat breakfast. Schools, she says, are only reaching about half of the kids at breakfast that they reach at lunch, and innovation isn't always top of mind for school food programs with lots of different priorities. Anything the dairy industry can do to bring new ideas and increase participation is a win, according to Bambacht, and simple options like heating up chocolate milk may be a way to appeal to more students. I'll be back with more after this.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Schools participating in the Hot Chocolate Milk Pilot Program from Chartwell's K-12 and the National Dairy Council will receive a kit that includes a transport cart with branded panels, an insulated beverage dispenser, and a digital thermometer. All data will be collected through the end of the school year, and we'll see what happens with this program in the future. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Propane, energy for everyone. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. More sunshine than clouds for the afternoon Saturday, but breezy. Highs in the low 30s. On Sunday, a little warmer, more sun in mid-30s. Early next week, starting off dry with temperatures jumping back up into the 40s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 14 degrees right now.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Spend another lonely night praying for daylight.
Praying for daylight.
I made a bad miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me?
Praying for daylight. Praying for
much as I love you. You know I love you. And that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun. So I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night praying for daylight. Praying for daylight.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Praying for daylight.
She's been going out with him. She's been going out with me. Said she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't she's in love and I'm out.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard if every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a
peanuts in a bottle at 10, 2, and 4. A fried bologna sandwich with mayo and tomato. Sitting around the table don't happen much anymore. We got too complicated. It's all way overrated. Jokes back when a screw was a screw, the wind was all that blew, and when you said I'm down with that, well it meant you had the flu. I miss back when my records, black and shiny vinyl, clicks and pops and white noise, man, they sounded fine. I had my favorite stations, the ones that played them all, country, soul, rock and
country. I want more for my money the way it was back then. Back when a hoe was a hoe, coke was a coke, and crack's what you were doing when you were cracking jokes. Back when a screw was a screw.